This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat ended the day at 488 and three quarter. That was down a half. September wheat ended at 494 and a half, down three quarter. December wheat ended at 508 and a quarter, down one and one half. July corn yesterday ended the day at 354. That was up five and three quarter. September corn ended at 359 and three quarter, up seven. December corn ended at 370, up six and a half. July soybeans yesterday ended the day at 957 and a half, up 19 and three quarter. August beans ended at 941 and three quarter, up 21. September beans ended at 930 and a half, up 22 and three quarter. July soybean meal yesterday ended the day at 320.80, up 76. August meal 312.60, up 80. September meal ended at 307.40, up 76. July soybean oil yesterday ended the day at 32.90, up 21. August oil ended at 32.97, up 23. September oil ended at 33.05, up a quarter. And July oats yesterday ended the day at 252 and a half, up a quarter. September oats ended at 260, and that was up a half. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end higher on Tuesday afternoon. Corn and soybeans posted substantial gains on the lowering of the crop conditions ratings. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 to 8 higher at 329 to 348, with soybean bids up 19 to 22 cents at 942 to 969. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 6 cents higher at 334 to 350, and soybean bids are up 19 cents at 947 to 966. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids are up 6 to 7 at 335 to 359, soybean bids 19 to 20 higher at 952 to 972, with the wheat bids mostly steady on Tuesday at 434 to 469. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids rallied 20 cents up to 978 to 993, with basis steady ranging from 20 to 35 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 332.80 to 345.80 per ton. That's up $7.60, with basis steady ranging from 12 to 25 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 6 to 7 higher at 353 to 365, with basis steady to 1 cent higher at 1 under to 11 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 to 8 higher at 353 to 360, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger at 1 under to 6 over July. Soybeans rallied 21 to 25 cents at 970 to 984, with basis up 1 to 5 cents at 12 to 26 over July. New crop wheat prices ended mixed on Tuesday at 454 to 456, with basis steady to 2 cents higher at 34 under to 33 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 4 to 7 higher at 372 to 374. These same elevators raised their soybean prices 19 to 22 cents, with quotations at 997 to 998. Soft wheat closed mixed at 474 to 481, and Milo ended 5 to 6 higher at 404 to 420. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 329 up to 345. New crop soybean bids range from 873 up to 903. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 335 to 347, with the new crop soybean bids at 892 to 905. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 330 up to 350. New crop soybean bids at 885 up to 905. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 439 up to 469. That completes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. July hogs ended the day at 77.15, down a nickel. August hogs ended at 75.55, up 7. October hogs ended at 65.55, down 32. June cattle yesterday ended the day at 152.05, down 12. August cattle ended at 151.22, up a dime. And October cattle ended at 153.65, up 15. August feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 224.85, that was up 95. September feeders 222.45, up a half dollar. And October feeders ended at 220.35, up 32. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 16th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 17 cents lower in the range of $64 to $78, with a weighted average carcass price of $76.70. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 26 to 31, 4 to 5 weights 28 to 33, 5 to 6 weights 31 to 36, and 6 weights and up were 34 to 40. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $50 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,911 head. And now for the opening report from United Producers at Shelbyville. They had estimated receipts of 458 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were $1 to $2 lower. Holstein steers were steady to 50 cents lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 153 to 157, select and choice 148 to 152. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 143 to 149.50, and choice slaughter heifers 152 to 157, with the select and choice 144 to 152. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 374 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $86.03, and that was $1.42 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $249.47, and that was $2.14 higher. Select carcasses were $242.56. And that was $2.10 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 112,000 last week and 116,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 424,000. That compared to 423,000 last week and 379,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The USDA's weekly crop report reflects heavy rainfall, continued last week, making it difficult for producers to get back to field work. Flooding was reported in several parts of the state, and farmers, of course, are hoping for drier conditions that'll allow them to finish planting soybeans and cut hay. Statewide, precipitation averaged 3.24 inches, about 2.25 inches above normal. Average temperature was about 76 degrees, 4.6 degrees above normal. There were 2.3 days suitable for field work during the week ending June 14th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 59% adequate, and 40% surplus. The subsoil moisture supply was rated at 4% short, 72% adequate, and 24% surplus. Corn condition was rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 20% fair, 57% good, and 19% excellent. Soybeans planted reached 90%, 4% behind last year, and 2% behind the five-year average. Soybeans emerged reached 84%, 4% behind last year, but 3% ahead of the five-year. Soybean condition was rated 2% very poor, 3% poor, 25% fair, 58% good, and 12% excellent. Winter wheat harvest was 1% complete, 14% behind the five-year average. Winter wheat condition was rated 2% very poor, 8% poor, 35% fair, 48% good, and 7% excellent. Oats headed reached 74%. Pasture and range condition was rated 2% poor, 12% fair, 61% good, and 25% excellent. Farm progress shows expanding for 2015. Three streets will be added to the southwest side of the Farm Progress Show's Decatur, Illinois site in time to host more exhibitors for the 2015 show to be held September 1st to 3rd. Growth expectations for the Farm Progress Show's Decatur site continue to exceed the original site development plans. Now, the Farm Progress Show, of course known as the World's Fair of Agriculture, continues to grow and exceed the original projections. The Farm Progress Show's corporate parent, Penton, is funding the $1 million-plus investment that adds more than 400,000 square feet of exhibit space to the show site. The new streets they're adding will have hard surface roads and storm sewer drainage. Meeting demand and room for growth, the show's had an exhibitor waiting list for several years. The new exhibit area will allow the show to meet current exhibiting demand. The phase adds 96 booths, 118 regular lots, and 16 junior lots. The new area, according to Matt Youngman, will hold everyone on the existing exhibitor wait list with room to spare. Current plans are to provide space for more than 100 new exhibitors. Today, the World Trade Organization is holding a meeting to hear formal requests from Mexico and Canada to retaliate against the U.S. because the U.S. Country of Origin Labeling Law, that's COOL, or COOL, does not comply with international trade rules. Now, retaliation means costly Mexican and Canadian tariffs imposed on many U.S. products that are significant to the U.S. economy. Under WTO rules, retaliation could happen as soon as this summer. Those nations are seeking more than $3 billion annually in retaliation, which, if implemented, would have disastrous consequences for U.S. jobs and exports. Mexico and Canada have stated that the only development that will stop them from pursuing retaliation is repeal by the U.S. Congress of the COOL provisions for beef, pork, and poultry. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to repeal those requirements. The issue now goes to the U.S. Senate. However, the retaliation clock is ticking. Congressman John Shimkus supports legislation that would allow the administration to continue trade negotiations in the works since 2009 while preserving Congress's constitutional authority to review and then approve or reject any trade agreement reached by the president. Trade promotion authority is not a blank check for the president. If it were, I would never support it. The reality is that Congress has empowered every president since FDR to negotiate trade deals, and every time we've reserved our constitutional right to review those agreements before we vote on them. This time is no different. Congress gets the final say. Now, some critics of the TPA, or Trade Promotion Authority, have raised concerns about transparency and public input. But under TPA, the general public will have months and maybe even years to review and weigh in on any agreement before Congress gives it a final up or down vote. Others have suggested that the Trade Promotion Authority creates some kind of backdoor amnesty for illegal immigrants or that trade agreements undermine U.S. sovereignty. These claims have no basis in reality. No country, under any circumstances, now or in the future, can change U.S. laws. Free trade creates jobs and has long been supported by conservatives. More than one in five Illinois jobs depends on international trade, said the congressman. Across more than 40 industries, from agriculture and heavy machinery to petroleum and coal products, Illinois businesses sell more goods overseas than all but five other states. 90% of these exporters are small businesses with fewer than 500 workers. Now, opening new markets and lowering barriers to trade with consumers around the world increases demand for American-made products, creates jobs, and growing our economy here at home. That's part two of our farm show for this Wednesday. This is John Michael Marty. Join me tomorrow. Have a great day.